A reading from Luke 2:40. And the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him.
What I love about this passage is it's so concise. We've been talking about the coming of Jesus, the birth of Jesus, and the early childhood, but actually, in fact, we don't have that much information. And here, it's this wonderful summary of what 15, 16 years, all condensed into one sentence. And it simply says he becomes stronger, he's filled with wisdom, and the grace of God is upon him.
A lot of times we forget the human side of Jesus. We're drawn to the divine side and the uniqueness as the Son of God. But he's perfect man and he's perfect God at the same time, the God-man. Never somehow giving up either of those pieces, but operating in his full humanity that he grows. We forget to think of this little boy playing, and you begin asking some of the questions because he submitted himself to the processes of this world, being in a womb and being taken care of by parents. When does he start to become aware of his identity as uniquely sent to this world and some of those things?
You and I spent part of a day in Nazareth on our trip to Israel. And one of the things that came out there, and this was mentioned in church too, is that when everybody says that Jesus was a carpenter or Joseph was a carpenter and Jesus was taught his trade, in fact, he probably was a stonemason. And you, I think, recently talked about that in church, and that is a symbolic aspect to it. I mean, Nazareth is surrounded by stony mountains and hills.
Yeah, the whole idea is that the Greek word, which says that he was a laborer using his hands, it was the Byzantines who gave us the earliest translations of scriptures, and they came from lands with lots of woods, so they immediately assumed if he worked with his hands, he had to have been a carpenter. But in all likelihood, he would have worked with stone because that was the material that was available to him. But bring that back to the issue of growing and becoming strong. We often think of Jesus as this frail being, but every mason I knew has pretty strong biceps and arms, and there's a strength of character. But beyond the simple physical growth, this text even says he was filled with wisdom and grace was upon him. Later, Luke's going to say at the end of the chapter that he grew in wisdom and stature and in the favor with God and with men. And I love that phrase. Even though he was the Son of God, he grew in that relationship. He grew in favor with God by being obedient and walking in it and with people. And that's something that I want for my life, is to grow in favor with God and grow in favor with people along the way as well.
The last point I'll make about this very short sentence is that it allows us to speculate, but it keeps us fairly grounded too at the same time. He's in a particular place, his particular parents, he's learning a particular trade. And I think that we have to remember that while this is very important to the narrative, it is only a prelude to the power of the ministry that is to come.
But it comes through a natural human person, even though he is the God-man.